What if the biggest decisions in life aren't about gathering more information, but about trusting what we already know? Science suggests our bodies might be quantum computers of intuition.
That's really making me think about how often we override our gut feelings in favor of spreadsheets and pro-con lists.
And here's where quantum physics comes in. Particles exist in multiple states simultaneously until observed. Our lives follow a surprisingly similar pattern when it comes to decision-making.
Hold on, are you saying our choices are actually collapsing quantum possibilities into reality?
Exactly. At any moment, we're standing at the intersection of countless potential futures. Each decision we make is like collapsing all those possibilities into one definitive reality.
You know, that reminds me of a study I read about decision fatigue. Researchers found that judges made significantly harsher decisions later in the day, simply because they were mentally exhausted from making so many choices.
That's fascinating because it highlights how our traditional approach to decision-making might actually be working against us. Instead of endless analysis, what if we learned to trust our internal guidance system?
But how do we distinguish between genuine intuition and just emotional reactions?
Research from the HeartMath Institute shows that our hearts actually have their own neural network, about 40,000 neurons that can process information independently from our brains. When we're making aligned decisions, our heart rhythm patterns become more coherent.
That's incredible. So our bodies literally have a built-in guidance system we're often ignoring?
Exactly. And neuroscience backs this up. Studies show that our bodies often react to decisions before our conscious minds have processed them. There's this fascinating experiment where participants' palms would start sweating seconds before they made a risky choice in a card game, before they consciously knew the cards were risky.
That makes me think about all the times I've ignored those physical signals because they didn't make logical sense.
And here's what's really interesting. When we make aligned decisions, our bodies respond with very specific signals. Your breathing deepens, muscles relax, even if the choice itself feels challenging.
So how do we start rebuilding that trust in our internal guidance? Because it feels like a muscle that's gotten weak from lack of use.
Recent studies in neuroplasticity show that we can actually strengthen these intuitive pathways through practice. It's like creating new neural highways for intuitive decision-making.
That brings up something interesting about collective decision-making. I've seen companies starting to incorporate what they call embodied wisdom into their leadership training.
Yes. Organizations like Google and Intel have implemented mindfulness programs specifically designed to enhance intuitive decision-making among their executives. They've reported improved problem-solving and innovation as a result.
But what about when our intuition seems to conflict with the data?
That's where integration becomes key. Studies show that the most effective decisions come from combining analytical thinking with intuitive knowing. It's not either or, it's both and.
You know what this reminds me of? The way expert chess players often make moves based on what feels right rather than calculating every possible outcome.
Exactly. Research has shown that grandmasters can recognize over 50,000 patterns subconsciously. Their intuition is actually processing vast amounts of information their conscious minds couldn't handle.
So our gut feelings might actually be more sophisticated than our logical analysis?
The data suggests exactly that. Our unconscious mind can process about 11 million bits of information per second, while our conscious mind handles only about 40 bits. That's why sometimes we just know something before we can explain why.
Well, that certainly changes how I think about decision-making. What practical steps can people take to start developing this skill?
Research suggests starting with small decisions and paying attention to physical responses. Notice how your body reacts to different choices. Studies show it takes about 21 days to start forming new neural pathways.
That makes me think about meditation and its role in all this.
Yes. Studies show that regular meditation actually increases gray matter in areas of the brain associated with self-awareness and intuitive processing. Even just 10 minutes a day can make a measurable difference.
So we're really talking about a whole new paradigm of decision-making.
Exactly. One that integrates our analytical capabilities with our intuitive wisdom. The research suggests this integrated approach leads to better outcomes than either method alone.
And what about the future implications of this understanding?
As we face increasingly complex challenges, both personally and globally, this integration of rational and intuitive intelligence becomes crucial. The data shows that leaders who cultivate this skill make more innovative and sustainable decisions.
That's really giving me hope for how we might approach problem solving in the future.
And perhaps that's the most exciting part. We're not just developing a new way to make decisions. We're evolving our understanding of intelligence itself. When we honor both our quantum nature and our practical wisdom, we access our full potential for conscious choice making.